Well, hello again, and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, the senior pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And we are taking some time in the month of November to talk about the topic of gratitude. And we've had a couple of guests already in this conversation, and we have another one on this day. I started to say this morning, but I don't know when you're listening to this. And we have Kelly Slover with us, who is our minister of groups here at Fraser, along with a couple of other things that you do. And so thank you for being
here. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, Fraser family.
That's right. Wonderful. Before we jump into the topic of gratitude, talk a little bit about groups ministry in particular and the importance of that in people's lives.
Absolutely. I do believe that, especially in today's culture, in the digital age, we are kind of struggling with a pandemic or an epidemic of isolation. And people are no longer connected to their communities in ways that they used to be. And I think the importance of groups is to form those connections, not just with people, but with believers. Mm-hmm. It's so important. We're not meant to do our faith in isolation. We're not meant to be lone wolves. We are meant to be part of a body, and each part is so important. We need each other. So I believe that it's super important for believers to not only be connected in worship and in the teaching of word, but also to believers who are there to care for them, to celebrate with them, to bear burdens, to pray, to seek God's wisdom together, all of that. I'm just such a proponent of that, and it's something I wish every believer had.
Absolutely. If someone was looking to get involved in a group of some kind, what different kinds of groups are there?
Yeah, so technically we have four different types of groups at Fraser. The one you're probably most familiar with are Sunday school classes. We also call them Sunday adult Bible study groups. And so those are always going to be centered around the word. Many of them are Fraser 365 studies. Mm-hmm. The second type we have are small groups. Sometimes you'll hear these called like community groups. And those are going to be, they tend to be smaller, about 12. Mm-hmm. They don't always meet on Sunday mornings, although a couple do. Some of them meet in restaurants, in homes, at the church. It doesn't, you know, wherever you want to meet. But those can be more topic driven. So sometimes we have small groups that focus on marriage, on parenting, on certain struggles people are going through, like infertility. And those tend to be more like discussion based, where you're just sort of like sharing life, doing things outside of Sunday school hours. And then we have our support groups. Those are specifically designed for those really difficult seasons in life. So grief share is one of those for those who've lost a loved one. We also have divorce care and others. And then finally, we have just sort of a unique type of groups that have like certain interests. We call them interest groups, and that's like English as a second language. It's just a way you can serve the community, bringing lessons in how to speak English to people, but also the love of Jesus. We have things like American Heritage Girls, Trail Life for boys. It's kind of a Christian, Boy Scout, Girl Scout type thing, and others. So those are our four main types.
Wow. So there's a place for everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
A place for everyone. Absolutely. I know that throughout our Methodist history, the role of groups has been very important in helping people not only, you know, find community, but also really form their faith.
Absolutely.
Very important. So if you are out there listening to this and you're not in a group, please consider joining one, and we would love to help connect you to one. If someone wanted to connect to a group, how would they do that?
So the best thing to do is email groups@fraser.church. That comes right to me. I'll just kind of get to know you a little bit better, ask you some questions about your stage of life and what you're looking for, and then I'll make some suggestions, usually 2 to 3 different classes or groups for you to visit. We do recommend that you visit more than one, but also that you recommend, I recommend you visit the same one a couple of times to get a real feel for the teaching and the community. And then you just decide and pray through which one feels like home.
That's good. Good advice. So if you're out there looking for a place to plug in, looking for community, please let us know. Well, again, thank you so much for listening to this conversation today. We will continue it tomorrow.
Yes, see you then.